Fire is being used as a weapon of war in northern Syria. A bumper wheat crop is being destroyed by hundreds of fast-moving fires lit by arsonists. The remnants of the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for some of the blazes in Kurdish-held areas, but others are being blamed on Turkey and even the Assad regime. Here's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
After finally evicting IS from the plains of northeast Syria, the war-weary locals have a new enemy. Fire. The region's wheat crop is due for harvest, but field after field of grain is being destroyed. Near the city of Hasaka, Badreddin Fahan Ibrahim stands exhausted after trying to extinguish a blaze in his fields by beating the flames with rags. This is my land. It just started burning only a few minutes ago, and the fire is all over the place. The fire is in each and every place. Firefighters are overwhelmed. As soon as they start stopping the fire somewhere, it starts somewhere else. It creates chaos, and people don't know where to start. He says he and his neighbours stay awake all night to try to stop the arsonists. It's impossible. People in cars throw fire into the fields and drive away fast. We have no cameras to monitor. Otherwise, we could control what's happening. But what can you do if a car is driving and people are throwing fire into the fields? There are some other ways too, leaving bags and burning them. Criminals are creative when they wish to harm others. The Islamic State group has claimed credit for some of the fires. The Kurds have blamed other blazes on its old enemy Turkey, and some locals point the finger at the Assad regime, which lost this territory during the civil war. The fires are raging right across Syria's north, from Idlib province, where the war continues, to the eastern border with Iraq, where the last pieces of IS territory were recaptured in March. Firefighter Hamed El Mahmoud from the Kurdish city of Qamishli says the work is endless. It's been 20 days. We are overwhelmed by the tremendous amount of fires taking place. Each place we go, there are 4 to 5 fires. We stop the fire and it burns in another place. We strongly believe that it is arson-related, as fires are set between noon and 2 p.m. We work 24/7. The immediate impact is on the Arab farmers who own these crops. In this region of Hasaka and in all of the surrounding regions, everybody lives on agriculture, says another farmer, Khaled Mohammed Sliman. We are all indebted. We buy food and water, even bags for the crops. It's all debts. No one in Syria's north has seen fire on this scale before, says Badreddin Fahan Ibrahim. Thousands of kilometres are burning. You see the fire in the land, but the truth is that the hearts of the people are burning. People are devastated. The UN's World Food Programme says the deliberate destruction of vital crops like barley, wheat and vegetables is threatening the ability of this region to feed itself. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.